Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
We're back, part two here of our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust. Now it's our post-game show.
That's right.
We want to thank everybody from Gulf Coast Bank and Trust, along with certainly Acme Oyster House. Herb and
yes,
I here. We'll be here until 7 o'clock tonight doing our LSU post-game show, where the Tigers, 23-22 win over Arkansas. Herb, I've always said it ain't nothing easy in life, never. And it wasn't easy today, but you got a W over a team that was averaging 33 points a game in SEC action. Now, their defense ain't too hot, but LSU's offense a lot of times couldn't score in the red zone. They had settled for them field goals. But a W is a W. Big thing, Frank Wilson gets his first win as the LSU head football coach. So I'm glad for Frank. Listen, people don't realize the amount of hours when you're a head coach, what you put into all this. And, you know, you get judged on, what, 12, 13 games if you get to a bowl game. Mm-hmm. And that's what you get judged on. So congratulations to Frank Wilson. Frank's guy I've known for a long time. Frank was running back at Nicholls State University. Yep. That's when I first started to kind of know Frank. And, man, when he got at O'Perry Walker, they were bad to the bone.
That's right.
They were bad. They had some bad teams. I mean, and really, you didn't want to see them on the schedule because they were going to beat you up and they were going to put points up on the board. So, again, congratulations to Frank Wilson, the LSU Tigers. Like I said, it was a tough win and a lot of sloppiness, but you ended up with the W. At the end of the day, 5 years from now, ain't nobody gonna remember it.
No.
They're going to remember if you won or you lost.
That's right. So this is twofold for me. So I'm tickled pink. You know, I'm an O'Perry Walker alumnus. And so I'm really thankful that Frank got the opportunity that he did at O'Perry Walker way back when – you know, RIP to Mr. Shane Williams, who was the principal at the time at O'Perry Walker. Yeah. I'll never forget this. This is a story. So I'll never forget this. I was living in Gretna at the time. I'd just come back from playing arena football and sitting in my apartment. And, you know, just trying to figure out what's next, how I'm going to make ends meet and all these kind of things.
Wait a minute. Arena football, you got coached by a dude named Joe Clark?
No, Joe Clark. No, sir.
No?
No.
Joe was on another team in the arena league.
I don't know Joe.
Yeah, Joe lived next door to me.
Okay.
He just passed away maybe 2 years ago.
But, all right.
I remember, I thought he said he was on that team, but he might have been played against you.
Maybe so. Because the team that I was playing for at the time was the Baton Rouge Blaze. And then we ended up finishing the season. I come back, and I'm sitting in my apartment in Gretna, second floor. I get this knock on the door. Knock, knock, boom, 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 whatever. And it's Frank Wilson. And he's like, hey, man. I just got the job at O'Perry Walker. I want you to be my quarterback coach, offensive coordinator. I said, Frank, I don't know nothing about offensive coordinator, but I do know about quarterback coaching. And I said, let me think about it. So I took about 2 days to think about it, and I turned him down because I was still pursuing the thing myself. right? And to this day, I think about that. I say, had I taken a position at any one of those positions with Frank, where would I be now coaching, right? So I can tell you this, that Frank thought enough of me to come knocking on my door when he got his first coaching job to ask to either to be the offensive coordinator and the quarterback coach at Old Perry Walker when he started. And I turned him down, but to see him where he is today, not as the interim LSU coach first, but as the man that he is, that he brings so much joy and light to these young kids and babies who are coming from, you know, wherever they come from, and their parents trust him and the LSU coaching staff and everybody at LSU to help raise those kids and get them to either the next level of football or the next level of life is tremendous. And now you put that tag on him as the interim head coach for LSU football. He's the second black head coach after Brad Davis. And he is the only one that has a win now. And you can see the difference of why these kids want to play for him. The way he speaks, the way he talks, the way he handles himself, his passion, his joy, his love. They showed resilience today in such a way that no one else would have given them an opportunity to do. This team has been flailing all season long. And in 3 weeks, he took them to start believing in themselves. Their hearts are filled. They have a lot of joy in what they do now. It was not easy whatsoever. No one said it was going to be easy. It's an SEC football team against one of the better offenses, one of the better quarterbacks in the whole country. And he did his thing. They did their thing on the offensive side. But I can tell you what, that defense was stout. They played with a lot of heart. I mean, two goal line stances. Basically, one was a stance. The other one was an intercept by Mansoor. And then you turn around. Offense started off really slow. The game started out with a bang for Arkansas with the punt block and scoop and score. But what I saw was adjustments made throughout the game at halftime. And then the one drive in the fourth quarter where they just pulled out all the plays that they needed to pull out to make something happen. And that's what you got to do. And that built confidence in that team. And I guarantee you, moving forward, that one drive, and then you turn around, you come back, and you're in a four-minute drill at the end of the game. Let's go back to that one drive, first of all. That was an 80-yard drive after interception in the end zone. That's huge. And then you go back to the four-minute drill that they had at the end of the game. They needed to ice the game. And go, lo and behold, the freshman, Harlan Berry, makes one of the best moves I've seen in college football, you know, this year to get that first down. And then he had the wits and the smarts and the understanding of the game, of knowing where he was, when he was, and the time of the game to get down to let that clock to end the game.
Basically. Also, Van Buren's run.
Oh, I missed that one.
On the third down.
This is what we've been waiting on, right?
That's what you wanted.
You needed to see that.
And listen, I thought he had a solid day all across the board.
Yeah, 100%.
Turned the ball over.
100%.
But that one play sealed the deal. You got yourself a first down. You were able to eat up the clock, which you brought up with Barry. He gets the first, but he's seen it enough in the pros. Don't score.
Just get down.
Last week or 2 weeks ago when I had to laugh because, okay, Trevion Henderson – for the Patriots. He breaks out, and he's looked back. He had so much of a gap between him and the defensive back. He's looking back. Hey, coach, can I score or what? And he told, score, score.
That's awesome. In this situation, there was no score needed.
Yeah.
You didn't want to give Arkansas the ball to do anything. Now, the play that you're talking about with, I call him MVB, Michael Van Buren, was pivotal because this is what we've been looking for. And look, Nuss can make that play, too, all day long. You know, if any quarterback can really make that play, it's about when you make the decision to make that. Because what I saw was Van Buren reading the field from left to right. Once he got to the right, he noticed nothing was there. Everybody was gone. Back was turned. He took off and ran straight. And he ran and got, 35 yards on that one play. He got out of bounds. But that was pivotal to what we've been asking for the last 2 years out of LSU's quarterback, last year and this year. You know, we've seen it so much with Jaden Daniels. We also saw it with Joe Burrow back when he was playing as well. The quarterback has to be able to get out of the pocket, escape that some kind of way, either look down the field to get rid of the ball, to create some sort of extend the play, or to use his legs to go get a first down or get positive yards at the very least.
My thing with Taylen Green, who, man, I think he's a phenomenal player.
Oh, he was
player.
Great today, man. He was absolutely phenomenal.
Why? Okay, you get the ball. You get downfield.
Yep.
And the call on the fade, he made a bad three. Threw it inside.
Yep.
Why are you throwing the ball on Delaney's side of the field anyway?
They've been doing it. They was doing it all day today. You know what I think it is? It's Bobby Petrino being Bobby Petrino. He's like,
saying,
you know what?
You're not I don't think you can stop me. Yeah. I don't think you can.
Yeah.
That was –
Now, look, I don't mind that so much, but not in that situation, right?
No, not near the goal line.
If they score right then and there, that might deflate LSU to a point where they don't come back and win this game.
And it was very similar
yep.
to how it ended the half in the Alabama game
yep, yep.
where you'd have been down yep. 10-3.
That's right.
And then Ty hits a couple passes, bang, yep. bang. And all of a sudden it's 17-3.
Yep.
That would have changed the kind of outlook there. Again, LSU's inabilities, too, in the red zone, settling for field goals instead of touchdowns. Man, that hasn't changed.
Well, I mean, let's think about it, though. This game, they only really got in the red zone one time, if you think about it.
Okay, but
like had opportunities, you know.
You had opportunities,
but they squandered them.
Settling.
I told one of my senior pre-con manager who was watching the game with at the game, right? I said, they kick one more field goal, I'm walking out of the stadium. I'm telling you now. And guess what? They ended up getting a first down, and something happened and whatever. I forget what actually happened. But anyway, they didn't kick the field goal, so I didn't walk out of the stadium. But I think it was three straight series where they kicked a field goal, and then something else happened. I can't remember quite what actually happened. I don't know if they kicked a field goal or if they ended up punting or something. But those were three golden opportunities where they could have come out with touchdowns. And then that was like the third or fourth – well, the first of those, that series, was the third series that they had or fourth
Correct.
Series. So you're talking seven series or opportunities with the ball, and you're not scoring any touchdowns. And you only you got 13 points.
No, again, it's something that has sort of haunted this team and been in – albatross all year long, but we did get to see Harold Perkins turn loose today and difference maker. We talked about it in the pregame.
They must have listened to our pregame show.
Yeah, had to.
They had to have.
Somebody text me that, man, they must have been listening.
They must have been listening.
Harold, go get the guy who's got the ball.
Anybody, don't matter who it is. Yeah. It's got to be on the other side of the line of scrimmage, too. Don't wait for him.
And then, you know, in that little coverage deal, the ball gets thrown right to him. Yeah, okay, you're a former running back. You can't drop the damn ball.
No. You got to catch it.
At that point in time.
It's all good, though.
We'll be back with more of our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust post-game show. Mike DeTillo along with Herb Tyler. We're at Acme Oyster House, 3535 Perkins Road here in Baton Rouge. Come on by and visit us. We'll be back with more post-game talk right after.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
After this break. All right, we're finishing up here in the 4 o'clock hour of our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust post-game show. I'd like to tell you, along with Herb Tyler, we're at Acme Oyster House here in Baton Rouge, 3535 Perkins Road. Come on by and visit us. Got great food and drink specials here. Want to have a shout-out. They've already eaten and gone, but my good friend Karen and Tracy McCord were here. Thank them for stopping by. They knew we were coming here, so
yes, they did.
Karen sent me the text, Mike, I'm coming visit you. And, you know, always I think about it every day, Miss Carly McCord. We were good friends. And so it was great to see Tracy and Karen here today. And she's got a book out. And talk about somebody overcoming grief. That is a book to read. And you got a chapter or two about me and Carly in there. Man, we did some crazy stuff, her and I, too.
That's good.
Oh, yeah. So we got the celebrities that sort of stopped by. But, man, they fast eaters. They were out of here pretty quick.
They was out here fast, man.
I told Karen, what is all this fast eating stuff over here, too? So, and we got a former Golden Girl, Miss Erin Watts. She joins us over here, too.
She is.
So great to have her in the crowd, too. So, again, if you're in the area, stop on by and visit us. Got great food and drink specials here at Acme Oyster House. Herb, again, man, the Hal Perkins effect, you saw it today. And we talked so much about that this morning, that they would have to just turn him loose. Because when you got a dynamic football player like Talen Green, you can't let him kind of beat you with his legs. He did a couple times, but it wasn't a major deal like we've seen. Like Jalen Milroe, he's still running.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about the second game he played against LSU. I'm talking about the first game.
Right.
He played two-hand touch. He still wouldn't have been down.
That's right.
I thought they did a nice job with Talen throughout the game and put pressure on him. You know what? Beat me throwing it.
That's right.
Beat me
throwing the football. Yes. And I'm going to tell you, this is what I thought that Harold did has been doing also. The way he's been handling this whole situation and where do we play him, how do we play him, all these different things. But every time they ask him to go do what they ask him to do today, he shows up big time, and he makes an impact on the game, and it makes it turns the tide of the game in some sort of a way. It gets us, you know, it swings the pendulum towards LSU's side. And I'm gonna tell you right now, Talen is not a small man, and he is not.
He's a big dude.
He's not a slow guy either. And he can make many things happen. And he made his plays and made his few runs and made a couple throws and all of that. But at the end of the day, what I saw was an inspired defense by LSU. From the defensive line all the way to the DBs in the back, that was just relentless in how they were going to pursue not only the quarterback, but pursue every person with the football. Now, again, they were not perfect, but they were perfect enough.
Yeah, and you know, he reminds me a little bit of, he isn't quite as filled out or as tall. Reminds me of Anthony Richardson at Florida.
Yeah, he does.
He has a lot of the same traits as what Anthony did.
But more controlled, though.
He's a better passer in college than what Anthony was at Florida. But Anthony could run.
Yeah.
We'll be back with more of our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust post-game show. Mike DeTillia, Herb Tyler here at Acme Oyster House in Baton Rouge. Come on by and visit us. Again, great food and drink specials here at Acme right after this news break.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.